Summer Hour. The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, and Hilo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporters on the job in the newsroom, waiting to relay it to you direct from the wires. The mood of the moment is relax and listen. The man of the moment is Paul Whiteman, and the song of the moment is Lady of Spain.
Thank you.
the man who makes that rich music, music in a big round figure, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and hello, everybody. We've got the music conditioner machinery turned on the Philco relaxing room. Eileen Woods is with us, and a little later she's going to apply a cool lyric to your no-doubt fevered brow.
But if you want a real cool tip on how to beat the heat, Bob Johnson's your man. Robert, how do you do it? You look at least 20 degrees cooler inside.
No, it's easy, Glenn. There's nothing to it. If it's warm, just move slow. Talk slow, like me.
No, sir, I'd rather be awake. But Bobby boy, if you'll just face up to that mic, slowly raise your pretty chin, and sing us a song, we'll take it just as southern style as you like, on account of it had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, make me be blue, could make me be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who
could make me be true, could make me be blue, could make me be glad just to be sad of thinking of you.
Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross, but try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your thoughts, I love you still. It had to be you.
Wonderful you.
It had to be you.
Philco, a musical instrument of quality. For 12 straight years before the war, more people bought a Philco than any other make of radio. Because of finer tone, because of superior performance, because of quality. Today, that reputation for quality is serving the armed forces of the nation. Vital instruments of radar and electronic battle equipment are being produced, with far more rigid standards of workmanship than were ever required for peacetime products. The day is coming when you, in your home, will reap the benefits of these new quality standards born of war. The Philco radio, phonograph, and television receiver of the future will be built in quantity to meet the demands of leadership, and will be built according to standards of precision and dependability that will enhance the tradition behind the Philco name, famous for quality the world over. It's Ladies' Day in the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame. Entering is
one of the most gifted swing musicians in America, Miss Adele Gerard. When Adele was 9 years old, she read in the papers that Fritz Kreisler had given a violin recital for which he was paid $4,000. Figuring rapidly, little Adele said to herself, four strings on a fiddle, that's a grand a string. Huh, but that's doing it the hard way. So little Miss Gerard took up the harp.
And a very good idea it was. To prove it, Adele takes up the harp and regales you with, Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Television isn't here yet, so for the benefit of all of you who need a sight for sore eyes, herewith is a short description of Eileen Woods. She's 5'6".
No, Glenn, 5'4".
She's got the prettiest black eyes.
No, Glenn, they're blue.
She comes from Vermont.
New Hampshire.
Well, anyway, she's pretty. And she's Eileen Woods, and she's going to sing How Many Hearts Have You Broken? A moot point.
Have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Those great big beautiful eyes that have such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? Now I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. Oh, how many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
One of the most interesting cultural phenomena of our time is the evolution of the quartet. Back some 30 or 40 years ago, we had the barbershop quartet. Close harmony sung soothingly to the slow swish of the shaving brush, the soft soprano slap of the strap, and the sss of razor strokes skidding over the skin. blending into a stirring symphonic something or other. Now, of course, we have the modern or jump quartet. Can you imagine the effect it would have on the barber if four of these characters were singing behind him while he was trying to shave you? Then that invitation, "Lend me your ears," would mean something. However, there are no barbers around, so hi-lo, Jack and the Dame, you're safe. Go ahead, kids, knock them down with Chichi Castanango.
Money. Money, 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 money. Who wants money? In Chichi Castanango. In Chichi Castanango. When they do not care for money, and the humans think it's funny, it's a feature down in Chichi Castanango. So if you speak Malango, come to Chichi Castanango. They depreciate the dollar till the eagle starts to holler and to screech it down in Chichi Castanango.
Standing by in the newsroom is our Philco reporter, George Hayes, ready to bring you the latest news from all over the world. So now we take you to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
Admiral Nimitz announces one of the most important single victories of the Pacific War, says that American Marines and infantrymen have completed the conquest of Saipan Island. Our assault forces are cleaning up, wiping out disorganized Japanese resistance to wind up a bitter 25-day battle. The American offensive line in the Pacific is now within 1,495 miles of Tokyo itself. On another big battlefront, the invasion front in France, three more victories. Important ones, too. British and Canadian troops have captured Caen, brought a 33-day fight to a triumphant finish by taking this French town only 120 miles from Paris. And a short 3 miles west of captured Caen, Canadian forces have chalked up another win for our side, taking the stubbornly defended Carpiquet airfield. Next, American doughboys in and out of La Haye de Puy for the last 5 days have made it stick. Yankee infantrymen finally won over the last German strong point in La Haye, the railroad yards. And now they're busy blotting out Nazi snipers, mines, and booby traps. These victorious Allied troops say that our aerial attacks have combined with activities of the French underground to seriously cut Nazi fuel supplies in Normandy. Our infantry reports capturing more and more German tanks and trucks, all with empty gasoline tanks. The Soviet military juggernaut rolls on also. Fast-moving Soviet troops have captured the rail junction of Lida, which is just 92 miles from the pre-war border of East Prussia. Another Russian steel spearhead is smashed into Druya on the border of Latvia. And still another Red Army force is battling in the streets of Vilno, capital of Soviet Lithuania. Well, word of victory comes from the Italian front, too. American Fifth Army troops have taken Volterra. That's a five-way road center 19 miles below the German-held Pisa-Florence highway. Allied troops are just 11 miles away from the port of Leghorn and say that a vast pall of smoke hovers over the city. American heavy bombers from Italy set gigantic fires at two oil refineries in Ploiești, Romania today. It was the third Allied attack in 24 hours on Germany's fuel depots. Meanwhile, British-based warplanes raced through heavy clouds to hammer Nazi airfields, supply bases, and the flying bomb installations on the French coast. The Germans poured a fresh barrage of flying bombs into southern England and the London area tonight. Bad weather is making it difficult to spot the bombs as they come over, and British officials announced that three familiar London landmarks were struck by robots. One is the 106-year-old Guards Chapel at Wellington Barracks. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Paul?
A few months ago, the music world lost one of its most talented members. The lyric half of the team of Rodgers and Hart, Larry Hart. I don't have to tell you what great shows and great songs he wrote, because you're the folks that saw those shows and sang the tunes and made them great. Among the 37 musical productions that Larry wrote, there wasn't one any nicer than the Connecticut Yankee, and certainly there never was a more charming song than My Heart Stood Still. Thank you.
That brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. We open the second half of the show with Paul Whiteman and Hilo Jack and the Dame and the chorus swinging into Swinging on a Star.
Isn't that frozen food compartment in your refrigerator a wonderful convenience these days? What, you don't have a frozen food compartment? Then you don't own that advanced design refrigerator which Philco introduced before the war. You see, Philco engineers recognized the modern trend toward frozen storage when they were first to introduce a complete line of refrigerators with huge frozen food compartments in addition to the regular ice cube chamber. That's... And you may be sure that new ideas are waiting for development after the war that will bring you new evidence of the engineering progress that has made the Philco name synonymous with leadership over the years. Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war.
Paul, weren't you sitting near me the other night when I saw Passage to Marseille?
Yes, Eileen, honey bunch, and before you ask it, let me state from an avoirdupois standpoint that Sidney Greenstreet is at least 2 pounds heavier than I am. As a matter of fact, he weighs 3.5 pounds more than the whole band. And don't think that ain't a mighty comforting thought either.
Then why did you look so unhappy the other night, Paul?
Well, honey, it ain't all fun. You know, for years, every time I go to the theater, I buy 2 reserved seats.
One for you and one to put your coat on?
Not exactly. There's one for me and one for the overflow. Well, the other night I bought the usual 2 seats and went in, and you can imagine my embarrassment, and was my face red. When I got into the theater, I found the 2 seats were on either side of the aisle. Oh, never mind. Let's skip it. How did we ever get on this subject of Passage to Marseille?
Don't you remember, Paul? I'm going to sing the theme song. Someday I'll meet you again on both sides of the aisle.
My heart wonders why.
Adjoining the Whiteman Vestibule of Fame is a corridor containing the almost priceless collection of Swing Dynasty brass. The curator is, of course, Paul Whiteman.
All of which is the Museum of Natural History, or through the teeth way of saying that the next addendum to the agenda is three trumpets and three trombones, which is our brass section. We think they're a pretty swell band all by themselves. So today we're going to show them off. We call them the Bouncing Brass, or Foundry on Time. And the number they're about to blast is Bugle Call. Oh, blow it, boys, blow it.
The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra, Hilo Jack and the Dame, are going to give you, quote, Let's Talk About Susie, unquote, sing.
Let's sing a song about Susie, that pretty little, witty little Susie, with the big brown eyes and the turned up nose and the big blue bow in her head. Sing a song about Susie, that haughty little, naughty little Susie, with the dimpled chin and the cutest grin and the darndest innocent stare. Oh, she's as sweet as a bun, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and just a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie. Gotta go for someone so divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, no can do, mustn't touch. She's mine. Let's sing a song about Susie. That pretty little, heavy little, haughty little, naughty little Susie. With the big brown eyes, turned up nose, and the dimpled chin. Cutest grin, wears a bow in her hair, an innocent stare. She's got a certain way of getting around you. Oh, she's as sweet as a bun, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a
bundle of joy and just a barrel of fun. Let's sing about Susie. You gotta go for summer so divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, love can do. Mutton cuts might get you so in Dutch. Let's all sing about Susie. She's mine, all mine, all mine.
A salute to our good neighbors to the south. Yes, we're saying saludos, amigos, to the 31 sister republics of the United States. A musical how do you do to the democracies of all America, north and south. Joining Paul Whiteman, Bob Johnston, the orchestra and chorus, our special guests, the lovely Victoria Cordova, and the brilliant young Cuban guitarist, Ray De La Torre. A good neighbor medley.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine.
This joy is something new. My arms are holding you. Never knew this thrill before.
Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering at you, I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through.
de ti nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, 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 nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, 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 nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, 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 nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Thank you. markets fade in the dark. They say good cheer and goodbye. So my grin, my Sabbath, and my skin.
A real veteran in the Philco family of products, one that is now going to war in large numbers, is the Philco storage battery. At Tarawa, Bougainville, and Guadalcanal, Philco batteries hit the beach in swarms of invasion craft, such as the famous water buffalo and alligator. In do-or-die invasion assaults like these, it is a military necessity to provide an unfailing source of electric power. And Philco storage batteries have proved their mettle in some of the toughest fighting of the war. Ability to deliver the power when needed, no matter how severe the conditions, is traditional with Philco battery engineering. Built the way Philco builds them, they don't come any tougher. That means quality. And it goes for all those products which carry the Philco name, famous for quality the world over.
I guess everybody knows what K-rations are. They're little packages of emergency rations that are being carried into battle by American soldiers all over the world today. But what you may not know is, beside the food, in every package there's an important little piece of paper. And on that paper are the words of some fine, uplifting songs, hymns, anthems, music our boys know and love. One of those songs is America the Beautiful. And tonight we join our fighting men in singing it.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, by purple mountains. Above my fruited place.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll all be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. And from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace.
This is the Blue Network.